They are setting forth the reasons for their next hour or so. What you might want to do on this, Mr. Preston, I think we ought to wait and see what the message is. You might want to announce the first increment at your press conference tomorrow.
Right, but I want first Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, to read their messages and then write to me their comments on them, and after you've had the Joint Chief carefully evaluate them.
Very good, sir.
I just don't want to get caught in any more of this stuff back and forth, and I don't want any more differences of opinion and all this kind of stuff. And I see they've already announced it anyway, and tell them to keep their mouth shut down there.
I've already done that, Mr. President.
And I also see where I asked Moscow for an evaluation on the bomb in Hanoi. And I wish that if you have a chance that you'd tell them that you just got chewed up by the President and whoever over in the State Department, that I ask you to talk to them and tell them quit making any further announcements about what I've asked people to evaluate.
I certainly will, Mr. President.
You know, I asked Bob to do it, I guess it's Friday or Saturday, before we carried out the Joint Chief's recommendation. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, Mr. President.
Well, on the big question, the MiGs and the airports and the missiles and SAMs, everything else, to find out what evaluation in Europe would be, what they might do in Berlin, what this might provoke from the Russians, and ask them to check it with Kohler. And before we got a reply to my request, it's in Newsweek. I can't run a war that way and can't run a government that way. And I caught one of the principals of the State Department doing it last week, so I wish you'd, you acting secretary, just tell Rusk that I read in Newsweek this week where we had requested an evaluation from Moscow on bombing Hanoi. And that's a little different from what we asked them, but it's about the same thing. And that I've asked you to take precautions to see that I'm able to communicate with them without a leak. And I've asked you to say that to the State Department, too.
I will certainly do that, Mr. President.
Okay. Now, I'll pass on this tonight or in the morning. If you've got the Joint Chief's signature on the line,
right,
and the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, well, we may announce in the morning. If not, well, we'll do it when you get them.
Sure. Right, sir. Now, you asked me also to check with Ellsworth Bunker, which I have done, on possibility of additional Latin American troops. He said he is working on this, that there is a possibility of an addition of a company from Paraguay. He also is working on the possibility of trying to get some more Brazilians. Their congressional resolution authorized up to 4,000, and they have only sent about 1,200, so he is pushing that.
Well, tell him if he gives me anything that's where I say I'm hoping or I expect or something, it would look mighty good. I'm expecting Paraguay, I'm expecting some other contingents from Paraguay, Brazil, et al.
Right.
Therefore, I'm withdrawing.
Right, sir.
If they can give me a little something to tuck it with, I'd like to.
Right. I'll certainly keep after that.
And be sure that Bond is seeing that our ambassador's doing everything they can along that line.
Right, sir.
Right.
Now, on the Vietnamese situation, the facts are as follows. There was no request that we commit Marines to that operation. There was a request that we alert some Marine units should the situation deteriorate. The facts are as follows, that four battalions were involved on the Vietnamese side in this attack, that two reserve battalions of the Vietnamese have arrived as reinforcements, and a third Vietnamese battalion has been alerted to reinforce. That would leave two additional Vietnamese battalions remaining uncommitted in their reserve. The situation now is that there is only light contact between the Vietnamese and the Viet Cong. So it's not at all clear that it would be necessary to face the question of committing any Marines to that engagement.
Okay. Sire, are we going to have to take another look some way as to our military leadership out there after this other man comes home? I know all of us think we got the best man we can, but we're losing. And as an old coach, after I lose 3 or 4 years straight in a row, I try to find a new coach.
Well, we can certainly take another look at that one, Mr. President.
I don't know who your best guerrilla men are or who the best people to fight that type of thing is, but looks like me pretty soon, some of these days, we're going to have to... I ran Fulbright. We wrestled over Lansdale day before yesterday in the meeting for about an hour, or maybe Friday it was. And we're going to get a lot of that unless we get somebody that can find them. We never hear from them until they attack us. And then when we get our big roaring bombers and our jets organized, get them off the field and get out, well, they're gone. So we're going to have to find somebody that can mix it with them on their terms. I don't know how, but I think that's something you all ought to be taking a look at. We kind of get set, you know, living to their own wife, and we don't ever change. But in this game, it's like football. If you lose 3 or 4 years, you're going to have to start winning there. And I don't know whether Westmoreland really, he may be the best, but on the other hand, he may be pretty much of a West Point acclimatization. I don't know him at all, but all I know is I've been in 2 years, and
yeah.
I'm behind all the time, and I've got to go to passing.
Well, let us review that again, Mr. President. There are one or two other guys. I think Westmoreland's about the best we have, but we can review one or two others.
See if we can put anybody under him then that can get out there and help direct it, because these guys are going to make a big push now, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think we ought to get run out.
Right, sir.
Okay.
All right. Bye.